We are Fook, Lindsay, and Dusty, and we're excited to have on the phone with us right now from The Revenant. He plays opposite Leo, a guy that helps him in the wilderness. Arthur Redcloud is on the phone with us. Hello, Arthur.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning to you.
All right.
Man, we're psyched to have you on. The Revenant is such a huge movie and all over the Oscars. But we looked on your IMDb page and we didn't see a ton of stuff. Is this one of your first acting roles?
Yes, it is.
How did you score this huge part next to DiCaprio?
Basically, a favor from God. A favor from the creator, because it's been such a phenomenal experience to come from where I was with very little experience and to be submersed in this huge role and take on this opportunity.
Yeah, where was that? Were you doing any commercial work? Were you even looking at acting, or did somebody spot you on the street and say, hey, you'd be great for this part?
I wish it was that easy, but no. I just went for a casting call. I saw it on Facebook and just went for the casting call, thinking nothing much of it other than just to take the opportunity and do it well.
And I apologize, I haven't seen the film. I don't think anybody in this room has. But is your role, is it Hickok or Hickok?
Hickok.
And your character helps his character when he's trying to survive in the wilderness after all the horrible things that have happened to him. I love this quote that you have about Leo. Before I worked with Leo, I wasn't concerned with his fame or popularity. I was more worried about his spirit. He wound up having such a calm and strong spirit that it took you by surprise. I'm curious, what kind of spirit did you expect somebody like Leo to have?
I didn't listen to media or anything. I just wanted to see his upbringing, how he was raised, and, you know, what he was taught. To me, that was more important than, you know, his popularity or what movies he's done or what roles he's done. And, I did the same thing with director because I wanted this to be a memorable one but a spiritual one as well, and to find out that they were such a strong spirit as well as the heart, it just was a humbling experience to see that happen before me.
I mean, is there part of his spirit, though, that likes to sleep with beautiful models? Is that, did you sense that in him?
And I don't judge a man's doings. I judge his spirit. Everybody has their thing. Everybody has their issues. No one's perfect.
I was giving him a compliment.
I'm not perfect, but I'm just saying, for me, it was more, you know, the character, not to say just the character of the man, but the heart of a man.
We're talking with Arthur Redcloud, who stars opposite Leo DiCaprio in The Revenant, and we're hearing a lot about the harsh conditions of filming the movie.
Yes.
40 below in Canada. How did you guys handle that?
Not very well.
Does the story also call for it to be that cold? So it's okay to have your teeth chatter on camera in that situation because that's what it calls for? Or are they like, you got to act a little less cold?
There was chattering between, you know, breaks and stuff like that, but this director wanted, Andre wanted such authenticity and nothing Hollywood, nothing, you know, fake or anything. Everything was real and raw. Everything was, it would just, it wouldn't submerge you and take you the way it does.
And we also hear that you guys ate raw bison liver, like just like you would back in the day if you had to eat, and the only thing around was raw bison liver.
Yes.
Did you chow it?
Our ancestors did it. They still do it today, but in remembrance and the sacrifice and the blessing of the bison, but also, although it's changed somewhat with, you know, the settlers and, you know, the history has come, you know, before us and as well as this far, but also it's still a spiritual awakening, spiritual strength we draw from as well as today.
Was that your first experience with raw bison liver, or had you had it before?
I've had plenty before, so.
Oh, wow.
Such a remarkable man as Mr. DiCaprio has been, such an honorable experience.
I keep hearing about the bloody bear attack in the movie. How hard was that to shoot? Was it hard to make a bear mad enough to play angry but not actually attack?
I leave that up to the mystery of Alejandro and Chivo's visionary and poetic how you said, his painting. I just leave that up to them. I mean, I've seen, but I'm not, you know, I kind of want to leave the mystery to the people. But
well, I mean, was it a real bear? It wasn't an animatronic bear.
I'm not quite sure. I'm not really at liberty to say.
Oh, movie magic.
I'm not going to give really much away, especially if people haven't seen it.
All right. A man and a midget in a bear suit.
Capture the essence of, you know, the spirit, not just of the bear, but of a mama bear. And in case, and you know how all mothers are, most mothers are really protective. So uh-huh. I think everybody misinterprets what the bear was really about.
Arthur, I think we got to hustle. It was a pleasure talking to you. The Revenant out now. Of course, it's up for many Oscars. Great luck at the Academy Awards, Arthur. And thanks for talking with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure being here. Thank you for letting him down be here, too.
Okay.
Awesome.
What did he say at the end there?
Something about
M-Dom.
M-Dom?
Being here, too? Is there somebody else here?
Somebody.
Maybe we should look that up.
M-Dom.
Well, he seems like a cool dude. He obviously seems like he's pretty wowed that he's in this movie, and this movie is as huge as it is. So there's obviously quite a bit of humbleness in Arthur Red Cloud.
M-Dom, I don't know if this is the right thing. Eastern Navajo Dine?
He is Navajo.
Dine against uranium mining?
Oh, okay.
I think I got it.
Is that just
wrong.
A quick shout out for his cause, kind of? Or for one of
that
his favorite
may have
causes?
Been.
Maybe.
Because I'm pretty sure the uranium mining people are not here.
And right I don't. Yeah, yeah, no, they're not here. Okay. But yeah, I like his spirituality.
A little disappointed he didn't do a little bit more dish. I mean, I wasn't expecting E! True Hollywood Story on DiCaprio.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And also the bear. Thought he soft pedaled the bear a little bit. Tell us not. I'm sure there's a real bear in it. I'm sure they had bear wranglers there. I mean, I don't have to know exactly who was puppeting the bear. You know what I'm saying?
He doesn't know the ins and outs yet. You know, he's kind of new to acting and obviously has been vaulted into a pretty intense spotlight. So.
Well, whether or not you're new to acting or not, you can tell the difference between a real bear and a fake bear. I'm not.
Well, he knew. Yeah. I think he knew.
Yeah, he knew. He just didn't want to say. Tell us. Okay.